The fire in western Maui destroyed or damaged more than 2,000 buildings. Most of those were homes. That means in the town of Lahaina, many residents are in need of shelter. NPR's Jason DeRose has this story of one congregation that took in its own members after their homes burned down.
At a park and ride just south of Lahaina, Pastor Estrella Aguero is loading up her van and getting ready to drive into the burn zone. She and her husband lead Koinonia Pentecostal Church, where 20 members of their Filipino congregation are sleeping in the parish hall.
When the fire broke out, our people, we have members of our church whose houses burned down, so they came to the church.
When you flee with almost nothing, you need almost everything. So on this morning, her van is filled with the kinds of supplies people need when they've taken refuge in a church.
These are food. Coolers with food, gasoline, cat food. And then supplies, the bathroom supplies on the back. And then we have water in the truck.
Aguero says bearing each other's burdens in this way, caring for neighbors, is the work of the church.
That is what we are called for too, that we care for people. In fact, the mission of our church is we love God and we love people.
In the back of the van is congregation member Magna Laguna. He immigrated to the U.S. 7 years ago from the Philippines and lives with his wife and sister and brother-in-law. Their home was in Lahaina. Tears roll down his cheeks as he recalls the day the fire broke out and a fierce hot wind blasted the flames toward them.
Burned the house. We walk. I have no car. So one of the neighbors to pick me up to help.
He switches to Tagalog to better explain what happened.
Mahirap na trahedya na nasubukan namin.
A fellow congregation member in the van leans over and translates.
They had not brought anything except their passport, which is always on the side of their bag. The wife wore black slipper, the other one is white.
Laguna's wife was so rushed, she put on two different color slippers as they scrambled to flee. Despite all that he's lost, when I asked him what assistance he needs, he replies softly,
I want to give assistance, food, shelter.
He wants to give assistance. Worship services at Koinonia Pentecostal Church in Lahaina are usually streamed on Facebook so anyone can watch. But last Sunday, Pastor Estrella Aguero wasn't able to go live online. She's busy caring for the congregants still living at the church. With her husband on the phone trying to get clearance to enter the burn zone to bring in supplies, Aguero says this is how she'll pray the next time she stands in front of her congregation.
You are a good God. We believe in you, that you are good, that you will hold our hand, that you will give us the strength, that you will supply the needs for our people whose houses and whose everything is gone. And my prayer is that the people in our church will love him because God is with us.
With them in loss, with them in pain, with them in the love they show to each other through Koinonia Pentecostal Church. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Maui.